you can look at your location and see what zone you're in, and it's much more precise. This is strictly average winter minimum temperatures. It says nothing about, you know, climate change or warming affecting drought or, you know, precipitation patterns or how hot it gets. This is simply the cold end of the spectrum.
I'm looking at the map now, and it seems to be a big difference, of course, between, you know, the green-colored shade along the seacoast and the dark purples and blues up in the North Country. So New Hampshire has zones that go from what they call 3B to 6A. What are the differences in the zones?
Well, first of all, we should explain what the zones are based on, and it's actually an average low winter temperature. Along the seacoast, we have a zone 6A, and the average low winter temperature in that zone is minus 5 to minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit. If we go up to northern Coos County, we get up into a few areas that are even zone 3B, which is minus 30 to minus 35 degrees Fahrenheit as an average. So that's a pretty big difference.
What does it mean in practical terms to gardeners in the Granite State?
I think what it does is give them a better information source when they are making those selections, that they can look at a more precise location. And if you're looking at the map, you see that there's some modeling, primarily due to things like elevation and topography and water and so forth. And so you get into the middle of the state, you've got the zone 5B and 5A and 4B kind of modeled together. And so you could put in your zip code into the interactive map, and it will tell you for that zip code what the zone is. And it may be different than the next town over.
Can you talk to us about what it means in terms of agriculture in the Granite State?
You know, it has the potential to affect it in many ways, but perhaps not as directly as you're thinking. The apples, for example, are pretty cold hardy. What apples are more susceptible to is not getting enough chilling hours. And so if things got really warm, we may find we had to grow different apple varieties than we used to. But this map is not showing that those drastic changes are in place at this point.
Does the growing map show that we're more susceptible to certain types of pests, maybe that weren't as much of a problem before?
It definitely can affect the spread of pests. And with a lot of the new exotic invasives coming in, I'm sure it favors their spread more than we would like to think.
So you're saying there's some subtle changes here. Are there any new plants maybe that could be grown in New Hampshire that maybe wouldn't have been advisable 10 years ago?
No, I don't think we're seeing those kinds of changes. I guess having only looked at this for a little while, the only real surprise to me was that there is some Zone 6 showing up over in the western part of the state. We didn't see Zone 6 over there before, so that is a change, but I'm not sure why that is. And, you know, if you were in that little narrow strip, you might consider growing something that maybe you wouldn't have previously. But for the most part, you know, we're not going to start growing kiwi fruit here this year, for example.
I was going to say we're not going to be having palm trees in the backyard.
No, I don't think so.